Jane Lesage is the Assistant Director for Inclusion, a North Yorkshire County Councillor currently running a public consultation about the strategic plan for special educational needs and disabilities education provision, SEND for short. I've been asking Jane what the current situation is.
Okay, so yeah, you're quite right. We are running a consultation that continues until the 28th of June. We've spent the past year working in different localities across North Yorkshire to really ask questions about whether the range of educational provision for children with special educational needs is fit for purpose into the future, either in the types of provision or have we got the provision in the right place and has it got the right capacity. So this consultation is bringing together all of that work over the last year, and it's detailing some proposals for into the future for reshaping educational provision for children with SEND. And that's across the board. That's looking at what else do we need to do to support mainstream schools? What do we need to do to support our specialist provision across North Yorkshire?
And what's the demand like for such services at the current moment in time?
Since the introduction of the new legislation around special educational needs at the back end of 2014, we have seen quite a significant increase in the number of children that are undergoing the new assessment and resulting in an education, health and care plan. We still have the majority of our children with special educational needs that attend mainstream schools, but we are showing an increase in demand for specialist school placement.
There are certain events, aren't there, being held between now and the end of June? Is that right, where
That's
people
right.
can attend? Where are the events coming up, Jane?
If I think of the consultation, we have got the online consultation survey. So anybody who wants to give us some feedback around our proposals can do that online if they choose to. But we've also arranged a number of events which are scattered across North Yorkshire, and they are all detailed on the North Yorkshire website if anybody wants to see where's the nearest one to them and to where they live. And those consultation events are run to talk through in more detail the proposals and to make sure that anybody who attends can ask any questions before they complete the online survey. So for anybody who wants to see where's the nearest one to them, if they just look at the North Yorkshire website under consultations, and we've listed all of the venues on the website.
And you've done a little video yourself, haven't you, detailing the plan?
Yes, I have. Yes, we decided that we would try and add a video to the website just so there is a little bit of a description verbally around what we've tried to do and giving a little bit of information about the background to the work that we've carried out.
So for anybody listening right now, Jane, who maybe has a child with special needs themselves, what would you urge them to do between now and the 28th of June?
What I would urge them is this is a huge piece of work for North Yorkshire, and it really is about shaping educational provision for our children into the future. So I really would urge anybody, any parents and carers, professionals that are working with children with special educational needs, to look at the consultation and to give us some feedback on our proposals. Because once the consultation has finished, we'll analyse all of that feedback, and then we'll obviously go through the democratic process then for gaining approval for proposals based on the analysis of the consultation. So really, just in a nutshell, please take part. Please give us some feedback around our proposals.
Best website to use, northyorks.gov.uk/sendplan.
That's right.
Approximately, Jane, once obviously the consultation period has come to a close, and like you say, it goes through a democratic process, how long will it take until a plan is drawn up and we know what's going on?
When you look at the consultation document, there is a plan towards the end of the document that really lists all of the things that we're intending to do as part one of the strategic plan. If the elements gain approval, then we will work that up into a detailed project plan. And we hope that by the time we've gained full approval on either some or all of the consultation proposals, that we will actually start to undertake the work starting from the autumn.
Really appreciate your time and thank you for joining us on Your County.
Thank you very much. Thank you.